Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum warahmatullah.
My name is Mubarak. I belong to Pakistan. Hazur, I have two questions to be cleared. One is that in the past, Iran had relations, missionary relations with Israel. And now, Egypt has missionary relations with Israel. Then why only Ahmadiyya community is blamed to have relations which are to be objectionable against Islam?
Well, the first why can be answered when you look back at the history of Iran of that time and the history of Egypt of present time. When the master of Iran was America, then Iran had relationship with ambassadorial relationship with Israel. When Egypt became slave to America, then the same thing happened to Egypt. Because America today is in herself a slave to Israel and whatever Israel stands for. The Jews have in fact captured both the internal policies of America as well as the foreign policies. So, that is the answer to the first why. The second is a misstatement on your part, not advertently, but inadvertently you have made a misstatement. We do not have any relationship of such nature with Israel, nor can we ever conceive of such relationship. Our relationship with Israel is exactly the relationship which Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held with the Jews of his time. That is, the Jews were so hostile to him that they could not tolerate his very existence and that of his followers. Yet he preached to them. Yet he did not stop to call them to the light. That is the relationship which we have with Israel and which will never be altered, whatever people say. Because we have accepted Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the mullahs of today. So if this relationship is wrong, it is wrong at the roots. But God forbid it is not wrong. Because whatever Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was truth and light.